Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. The gospel reading was just kind of confirmation of the word I had today. So I've just been asking the Lord for revelation. It's a good thing, right? Jesus opened their mind to understand the scripture. And that's a good thing. So I pray all the time, Lord, give me revelation. You know, speak to me. Because he always makes it simple, right? That's how we know when Jesus is involved. He just makes it simple. Like, right? Lest our minds should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of being in Christ. So I've been praying this, thinking about it, and it's out of the book of Revelation, the message to the church of Ephesus. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, to the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and your perseverance, that you cannot tolerate evil men. It's a good thing, right? You put to test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. So you have this, the church now, not just one church there. There were several churches in Ephesus. And they were still doing some good stuff, right? They were really good in their doctrine, right? They could test the apostles and see if they're true or false by their doctrine. They were persevering, right, through persecution. Enduring. But they were toiling. And that word toil means where you do something that just wears you out and you work till you're totally exhausted. You're just working up a sweat. Okay? So follow me with that. And you have perseverance, verse 3. And you have endured for my name's sake and you have not grown weary. Okay? They just endured for the name of Jesus. You know, they're all in God and country. You know, and they haven't grown weary of doing that, okay? Even in the midst of persecution, they still are confessing the name of Jesus. Good thing. But I have this against you. And it says that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, okay? Somewhere they'd fallen away from that. And repent, right? Simple. And do the deeds that you did at first. Or else I'm coming to you and remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. And that's not like I'm coming to you and I'm bringing judgment. You know, it's like a lampstand is to bring light, right? And what he's kind of saying to them is if you lose your light, then there's no need for the lampstand, okay? Because you're lights of the world. So I've been asking the Lord lately, because you can find yourself in a place like maybe you feel like you've left your first love, and maybe you don't have the passion or desire or something like that. And we look at that. We look at our passion, our desire, and think, I've left my first love. But, you know, these people were real zealous. So we can't be tripped up by that, because the devil can really get in there and heap condemnation on you and guilt and all these kind of things, like, you have just left your first love. I don't see myself as passionate as this guy, so I don't have first love. But when Jesus said, repent and do the deeds, it's the same word as actually the word works. The same exact word that Jesus used all through the book of John about working the works of God. And here's just one of them. For lack of time, we don't have time to go back and read every single one of them. Remember, Jesus said, you know, this is how you work the works of God. You believe in him. He said that he were working. If I do them, if you do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me, but I do them. Jesus said, I'm doing the works of the Father living within me. But if I do them, though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is living in me, or he's working his works in me, and I am in the Father. And on he talks about that. You know, I don't do anything on my own initiative, but it's the Father working through me, the same exact word there. So, what I believe happened, in just simple terms, with these guys, because the book, you know, we know what the book of Ephesians teaches, you know, everything is about being in Christ, right? Somehow, they drifted away from that realization of just being in Christ, abiding in Christ. Because in John 15, just reading these, remember, abide in me and I in you as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches, he who abides in him, he bears much fruit. See, they were toiling, but they weren't bearing any fruit for God. You follow me? Because the type of toiling they were doing causes sweat. They weren't abiding. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I've loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be made full. So, I believe this about any time we fall away from our first love. Because, see, if I'm abiding in Christ, then Scripture says I'm abiding in his love, right? I'm remaining in his love. If I'm in Christ, I'm in his love. I'm remaining. The very atmosphere around me is the love of God. And that's first love, y'all. Because that's his love, right? That's my first love. He is. So if I'm abiding in Christ, I'm abiding in his love. So if I have fallen away, I have fallen away from the reality of abiding in Christ. My need for that, right? Of being a branch, of being in the vine, receiving everything from him, bearing fruit for God, even though he may be pruning me so I can bear more fruit. Maybe sometimes in the pruning process, I may not feel like, and we don't base on feelings, I may not feel like that I've left, that I'm abiding in him, or I've, me and my first love, I have this first love, but if I'm abiding, I am. So they had just forgot that simple thing. When he said, repent, return to what you know, what I taught you. All that time Paul spent with them by teaching them about that they have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places and how important it was to be in Christ, everything abide in Christ. So that's simple, guys. And the Lord just made it simple, just gave me revelation, said, you know, don't work yourself up in the lather about this stuff. If you think you've fallen away from your first love, well, how do I get back to that place, Lord? I don't have the willies anymore. I'm not feeling it. And he just said, it's simple, just abide. If you're abiding, you're in first love. And it's that simple. That's how we get back to our first love. So that means I can do it just like that. If you start abiding right now, it says if you abide in him, right? Just read it. And his words abide in you. You can ask whatever you wish. If we abide in him, we bear much fruit. If we abide in him, we'll keep his commandments. And if we abide in him, we're abiding in his love, right? If you're abiding in the love of God, you can't get more first love than that. You're in an atmosphere of his unconditional agape love, and it's consuming you now because it's in you. So that was real. That really ministered. It may not minister to you. You may think, duh, we already knew that. But it really did to me. Because I've just been kind of praying through that this week, Lord. You know, I just want to make sure. You know, I'm not feeling a lot. And when you feel bad, you just have to let him speak these things to you. Because again, it's easy to get deceived in the midst of that, right? And the deceiver can come to you and say, man, you know what it is? You've fallen away, man. You have left your first love. Like, oh my God. Yeah. Then you start scrambling, right? Then you know God's not in that. And all he does is says repent. Repent means to just change the way you're thinking. Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, you don't want me out there working for you. You want to work through me. And there's a difference. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.